Zoomer Radio, the original greatest hits. That was Elton John, Your Song, and Summer in the City by Love and Spoonful on the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. I'm Marissa Lennox, in for Sam.
If you haven't checked out BlogTO lately, you will find some of the most interesting news stories presented in a uniquely quirky and fun fashion. BlogTO is part of our Zoomer media family, and Lauren O'Neill is BlogTO's senior news editor. She joins the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Today, our friend Marissa joins us as well with a Monday check-in on what's happening with BlogTO. Hey, Lauren.
Hey, how's it going?
Very good. How was your weekend?
It was great. Thank you.
I guess you weren't picking up any Dom Perignon.
Oh, I certainly wasn't. It's in short supply.
Tell us about your story about that.
Yeah, for sure. So people in Ontario are having a hard time right now getting their hands on Dom Perignon because there is a bit of a shortage. I mean, to start, it's already nearly $300 a bottle, so $285. So, you know, a lot of people like to splurge out for special occasions, but there is a huge surge in demand lately, and the LCBO simply can't get enough of it. So as it becomes more popular in Ontario, it becomes harder to get. And yeah, so the LCBO has actually gone so far to ask people to consider trying other brands of champagne that aren't Dom to celebrate and pour all over their yachts and whatever people who buy $300 of champagne do.
Yeah.
That's funny. Dom's a little out of my price range. I'm more of a Veuve gal myself. Are you?
Yeah, because it's expensive, but it's not. I mean, for a special occasion, you can kind of.
You know, I don't drink a lot of champagne, to be honest with you.
I drink too much.
Oh, there you go.
Too much champagne, not too much in general.
Meanwhile,
this
was a story that really interested me because you can actually make a very good living as a Canada Border Services officer. You have in your story $90,000 a year, which is wild. But I will say what I do know about these people is, so the pay may be great, but the hours are tough.
They certainly can be, yeah. So they're actually on a hiring blitz right now, Canada Border Services Agency. It's open until, I think, July the 4th, and they're really actively seeking border security officers. But one of the caveats is that you have to sign a declaration saying that you will live anywhere in Canada and that you understand you might work some wild hours and you might have to work overtime and things like that. So it's a really, really great gig. You don't even need post-secondary education to apply. Even in training, it starts at about $77,000 a year. And then after you're done training, it can go almost up to 90. So and more if you speak French as well as English. So it's a really cool gig. And I mean, they clearly need more border services officers right now at the airports and everywhere. You just have to note that, like, you might get posted to Pearson Airport, or you might get posted to, you know, a post office up in the Northwest Territories and where it's very cold. You can specify where you want to go, but you don't actually have a say in that. So that's kind of the risk you take there. But it could be a great adventure for some people.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're young and single, why not?
Yeah.
I haven't clicked on this yet, but the headline is iconic Canadian retail brand, big in the 90s, now up for sale. Tell us about that.
Yep. Canadian retail Maude Robes. Do you remember Maude Robes, those pants?
I do. I certainly remember Maude. Would you, Jane?
I don't.
They're like these big, I can't even explain. They're not flares. They're just like giant.
They're like these wide leg baggy pants. Think about doctor scrubs. Like that's kind of how they were modeled after back in the 90s.
Bigger.
There was like a moment in time where everyone thought that scrubs were so cool to wear. And so Maude Robes kind of sprung out of that. And they're like really big, baggy lounge pants. And they've got like a simple nylon strap buckle. And they came in tons of different colors, like all different colors. So this brand was huge in the 90s, kind of fell off. And all of a sudden it pops up on Facebook that Maude Robes is for sale. And the owner himself, is selling the company and like for only $25,000. So if you are looking for a business venture and you want to bring back like one of these huge iconic brands from the 90s, I mean, it's possible. We've got all the details on our website. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there.
Final question, Lauren. Did you own a pair of Maude Robes? And if so, what color? Mine were
yellow. Girl, I owned like 7 pairs of motorhomes. I definitely had a green one and a blue one. I wish I had a yellow one. That sounds cute. But no, I don't remember all the colors, but I had red. I definitely had green. I definitely had blue because there were pictures of me in all of those colors.
Okay. You two are having a millennial moment. Okay. But you've educated me. So that's great.
We're going to get you some.
We chat with Lauren every Monday and Friday here on the Morning Zoom. Lauren O'Neill, BlogTO, Senior News Editor. Thanks again.
Thanks so much.